Thank you, Tara. Good morning, Aubrey. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, too. I had a wonderful weekend. And happy to be back at work again this morning. So it sounds like you went... And awesome. You busy this morning, too?
Yeah, just doing some running around right now.
Hey, it all needs to be done, I guess, right?
Yep.
So it sounds like you and Tara were chatting about the first page listing we're filling on Google today. Is that right?
Yeah. But I was just kind of wondering what it costs and what the policy was, if it's not, you know, getting me any work or not showing up like it should and that kind of stuff, if I can cancel it, and, you know, just kind of want to get all the information on it.
You bet. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have along the way, get pricing for you, of course, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on the listing today. Fair enough.
Okay.
Awesome. So one of the first things that we'll actually do is we'll close off the San Angelo area, and we close it for a 50-mile radius around you for your service category. So what that means for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors to the first page. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay, super. And then what we do is all the programming that's necessary so that McLean Pro Services appears right on the first page in the map section anytime anyone is looking for the services that you offer. So we'll pull out all those various services, land clearing, forestry mulching, looks like you do gravel, loose fill paving, debris removal. You've probably got some more, too, that we can list out. So we'll use all of those as keywords so that you're found for each of those right away when somebody is looking, right in the moment that they're searching. And then
who are y'all with?
Local Splash is our company. Yep, and we're a Google Premier Channel partner.
Okay.
And then what happens from there is anytime someone does a search, let's just say for land clearing, you're going to pop up right in the map, and then they just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls. We don't charge for them. We don't give them to your competitors. They all go directly to you. Making sense. Sounds like it's making sense so far.
Yeah. And are y'all the only, I'm curious, are y'all the only company that, you know, people go through to get on Google, or is there other companies do the same thing, or?
There are other companies, definitely. So Google Premier Channel Partner is the highest partnership level a company can achieve with Google. And we've actually held that title for about 14 years. We've been in business for 17 and had the Google partnership for about 14. And so the way we achieve that high rating with them is, of course, excellence in customer service, doing what we say we're going to do, but also Google trained our company in how to best use their products to serve our partners like McLean Pro, and then also how to deliver your data to them in the best way so that you can show on that first page. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. And then now I was looking to see what you had so far for online presence, and I found a Google business profile, but I'm not sure if it's yours. Is 325-658-6529. Is that one of your phone numbers?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. So then that one's not you. Have you sent in for a Google business profile yet, Aubrey?
I haven't. I was going to do that through the Angie's List or Home Advisor deal. I just haven't done it yet.
Gotcha. And, you know, I don't think you can send that in through Angie's, or do you mean you were going to link your Angie's page to your
GDP? I was going to get on Google, set it up, and then link it to the browser thing.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Okay, so, now, are you paying per lead on the Angie's?
Yeah, I'm not super, super happy about how all that's going right now.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
So,
I'm sorry, I missed what you said there. I'm sorry.
Oh, I said they send me a lead and they charge me whether I get it or whether they answer the phone or not.
Oh, ouch. That's got to really rack up the charges.
Yeah, I don't know how long that's going to last.
Well, and you know, you're going to love the first page of Google for a few reasons. First is, we'll never work with your competitors, so all those leads go straight to you. But also, you're going to be found right in the moment that people are looking for your services. And then you're just literally a click and dial away. So we'll go ahead and get your Google business profile going for you. Even if we aren't able to help you out today, I would recommend not linking your Angie's page to your GBP. Reason is, of course, you're going to be charged for every lead, and you would essentially be doing Angie's marketing for them if you link it to their page. So first page of Google, you're actually going to be listed above where the Angie's links will appear, because Angie's never appears in the map section. It's actually physically impossible for them to do so. So we're going to put you in that map so that people choose you and call you directly before they even find your Angie's link where you get charged for the lead. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And then, so we want your Google business profile to be all about you and going directly to you. Now, Aubrey, I didn't find a website, and I think Pierre, I had made a note too, excuse me, that you needed a website yet.
Yeah, I need to get one created or create one.
Okay, no worries. Which she had mentioned that to me, and I got a message in to my tech team to see if that's something that we can do for you. If I can, we don't charge for it. It's just a free service that we offer to our preferred partners. I just need to make sure I've got that tech opening. And then, let me see here. Are you using Facebook at all by chance?
No, I created a group, which isn't what I need. I need to create a business profile on their business page. I need to get a stop and go through all those hoops and do that, but that's all the
get her off. You bet. Yeah. Well, and that's actually something that we can help you out with too. It's with a little guidance, it's pretty easy to set up a business page on Facebook, and then once it's set up, we can actually get you featured out on Facebook too. So that's something we can help you out with. And it sounds like you can take on more business, right, Aubrey?
Oh yeah.
Okay, awesome. How much more business would you say you could take in? A little, a lot, as much as you can get your hands on?
Quite a bit. We've been doing just kind of a couple things. I've got through Angie's list and some word of mouth jobs I've had some past, but you know, one or two jobs a week is what we've been kind of doing. But seems to be, I've been getting more and more phone calls all the time. But you know, I'd like to be working 5 or 6 days a week. So.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Well, so it sounds like you're already out there doing work and getting seen. So if we get you seen on Google, get your phones ringing some more. It sounds like you can handle that incoming.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And let me ask this. If I set up a business account myself on Google, would that show up on that list, or would it be way down at the bottom, or would it not show up at all? Or
So the Google business profile alone won't get you seen on the first page. It takes the programming in the back end So we do all of the backlinking. We get you out to all of the directories as well. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, they're up to about 60 different directories that we get you out to. And then we do the programming on your Google business profile and on your website so that everything's Google compliant and optimized. And we kind of wrap that all up into a box with a neat little bow on it, a box of data, I guess, and send that all over to Google. So, yeah, the listing alone won't do it. It takes that back-end programming. And, you know, Aubrey, you actually make a great fit for this listing. Let me get our pricing out here. Now, you've been in business, did I see, about 6 months. Is that right?
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. Super. So that's going to let me apply a nice credit for you. So I've got to grab retail, and then we'll apply your credits to it. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, and it's never anything more. We don't come back nickeling and diming, and we don't charge for leads or clicks or calls. They're truly unlimited. Right. So even if you do get a junk call once in a while, you're not paying for it. So it doesn't make it so cringeworthy as some of those Angie ones where you don't get them and you still have to pay for them. That's unfortunate. And then everything is month to month. So meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just really don't believe in it. We believe if we're doing our job, which we intend to do, there's no need to wrangle you into a contract. I hope that's something that's okay with you.
Oh, of course.
Okay, good. I always, some people love their contracts. I always worry when I have to say we don't. So that's good. Good. And then, let's see what we got here. So Texas area. So your flat monthly is going to be, so retail is $399 a month, but your new in business credit knocks $200 off of that. That makes it $199 a month. And then let me see what it does for our setup here. The setup fee is normally $299, but okay, well, I guess it's right. It takes your setup fee down to $99. So the setup fee is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. So then it is just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis, no contracts. And while we were talking, my tech actually pinged me back. We can go ahead and build a website for you. So it'll be on a .com domain name that you like, something that works for your business. And it'll be a full-on website, contact page, your photos, and we can do befores and afters. Of course, it'll have all of your services, your phone number. We'll also have a tool on there that'll help you gather Google reviews, which is going to help your presence as well. A lot of people now are using the Google reviews kind of as a different form of word of mouth. They see, oh, they've got 5 out of 5 stars, which you do. I'm just going to click and call them. So it definitely helps your visibility. And we'll build your site so that it's Google compliant and optimized. And you'll be able to go in if you'd like anytime and make changes to it. If you don't have the time or just don't want to fuss with it and you need changes made, all you have to do is let us know. So we build, host, and maintain your website for you. No charge for any of that, just our gift to the partnership. And then, of course, we do all that programming to get you on the first page in the map when somebody's searching for your services.
So
if I
just Google Sand Clearing San Angelo, and first thing I'm seeing is Ed, Barn and Arena Demolition, Affordable Brush Clearing, Call Bushwhackers Land Clearing, and then it shows up San Angelo and West Texas Brush Control, and then it's showing the map, you know, where it gets the box click call, direction, save, or website.
Right.
Would I be up with or above that one? Or?
Exactly. So you'll be right there where it says businesses, and then it's got all the pins in the map to the right. Yep, that's where we're going to place you, is right in that map section. So right at the top. And now, most people these days kind of scroll past those ads. Those are actually pay-per-click ads, which run about $10 a click. And you never know what you're going to get. It's going to be kind of a mixed bag. So the best place to be is right in that map section. What they found is that of any given keyword search, 90% of the people click on one of the companies in that map section. There's usually room for between 3 and 5 companies up there. So, yeah, that's where we're going to put you.
Yeah. Okay. When would the website made and, you know, kind of what would that look like? I mean, would it be a good-looking website, professional and...
Oh, yes.
You know, not just...
Yes.
Okay.
Nope. Nope, actually. It'll be a good-looking website. I mean, you can even choose colors that you'd like us to use and tell us what you want or don't want in it. If you hate something that we put on there, just tell us to take it off, and we'll do that. Mm-hmm. That's no problem.
Yeah, and then kind of finally work, put on it, what to say, and all that good stuff.
Yep, exactly, exactly. And then also, if you add services at some point, or even if you take, you know, subtract services, but let's see, you branch out, you get some different equipment, you can do more things, maybe you branch out into excavating, just let us know, and we can add those keywords into your website and on your Google Business profile. And then let me give you an idea of timeline too, Aubrey. So industry standard to get you to the first page of Google is about 6 to 9 months to never. Sometimes, I unfortunately hear from a lot of people who have tried fake services, fake Google partners, and they're 6 or 9 months in, and unfortunately they haven't reached first page. Slash that. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days to get you there. So lightning fast, comparatively. So if we call today day zero,
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Aubrey. What was that?
I was going to ask, does it start charging me once it's on there, or how does that work?
So we would do first month and your setup fee, and then it would be month to month from there. So then nothing due until next month, and then that would just be that flat $199. And so we don't do a free trial, but there's a lot that'll actually be happening.
If it'll be 30 to 45 days before it shows up on Google, do I have to pay anything a month before that $200?
You will, yes. So it would start right away today, yep. And there's a lot that happens in that first 30 days. So if we call today day zero, the day we get you set up, between now and 7 days out, your reporting dashboard is going to come online. So that's an area that you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from. You can upload photos for us. You can, communicate if it's something you want to write to us, I'd like this block of text, for example, on my website, things like that. And then we'll also get all of those directory submissions done. So the Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, those folks, the static directories. And then we'll also do your onboarding call. I actually like to set that at your earliest convenience. So if we even had, if we have openings yet today. Looks like we've got one or two open today. Otherwise, we'd be looking at tomorrow. But I like to get your onboarding call done right away as soon as you can fit it in, because that call really kicks off all of our work. As soon as you're done with that call, it's with your technician. And as soon as you're done with that call, we roll up our sleeves and we start diving in and getting things going. We don't like to take your money and that not work. So we'd rather take your money and then get right to work and get things going for you. And then by day 14, your website's going to be up and running. And then we'll continue working on your programming in the meantime, in that 30 to 45. Sometimes, San Angelo, if you were right in the middle of Dallas, I'd say expect the full 45 just because of the population density and the competition. But a lot of times we can make that happen a little bit sooner. A lot of it depends on, so the Google business profile, when we send in for it, you'll actually get a postcard in the mail to your address. And then there's a little verification code on it. We need that verification code and we send it into Google. And that's usually the longest delay, is just waiting for that snail mailed postcard to get there. So if it gets there quicker, then that means we can do everything else we need to do quicker. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Super. Well, Aubrey, you're a perfect fit for this listing. Like I said, you're 5 out of 5 stars. You can handle the influx of new business, and you make a great partner for us. I mean, looking at your stars, you clearly do good work. So let's go ahead and get you set up on this listing today and get those phones ringing for you.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. And I can cancel it anytime. I just wouldn't get the $100 setup feedback, I guess. Worst case scenario.
Correct. So we don't do refunds, but you can cancel at any time. We just need 3 days notice before your next billing, and we can make it happen. But I think I think you'll be here for a while. I think you're going to be happy with it. It's just amazing the things that happen once you're on the first page. The phone calls start coming in and you start gaining more business. All right, let me grab a couple screens. I'm going to shut this listing down first of all. They don't want it slithering away on us and going to somewhere else. Let me do that. Okay, good. Got it. And then, Aubrey, what I'm going to do is gather a bunch of information from you. And what I'm gathering is all going to go straight over to your technician. So when you do your onboarding call, you won't even need to be in front of a computer. I'll have all of your links and everything that they need. So make sure that your name spelled right. Is it A-U-B-R-E-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then what's your last name, Aubrey?
McLean, M-C-L-E-A-N.
And is the L capitalized?
Yes.
Okay, super. And then I don't need your digits just yet, but on the credit card that you're using, does your middle initial appear there or just first and last?
Let me take a look.
I can never remember on mine. First and last, yeah. All right. I always have to check. I never remember. I think a couple of mine do and a couple of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then grab that. And then I've got your phone number as 325-710-9600.
That's correct.
All right. Oh, and that must also be Cell.
Yes.
Perfect. And are you using that as your business line also?
Yes.
Awesome. Keep it simple, right? All right. And Aubrey, what is your email address, please?
McLeanProServices@gmail.com.
I like that too. Also nice and simple.
Yep.
Some of the email addresses that people come up with are just crazy. Crazy long and complicated.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to send you. Yep, absolutely. Now, are you able to receive email at that email address right now?
I'm sorry?
Are you able to receive email at that address right now?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. All right. So I'm sending you two. The first one is actually on the way. It's a little bit more in-depth information about the reporting and analytics area that you'll be able to get into. And then the next one, I'm going to send you the exact price and package that I quoted you with your discounts. Oh, I should mention too, Aubrey, you're locked in at that $199 for life. So it's not like a promotional price that's going to go up later on. You'll always be locked in right there.
Okay. Is there?
Forgotten.
Yes.
Whoop, you broke up a little bit. What was that?
I'm sorry. Is there any way to get that any lower by chance? Right now, I'm a little tight.
Let me look. Let me see if we can get some other codes in there. Are you a veteran by any chance?
No, I'm not. I was here for a few years.
You were what?
I was a teacher for a few years, but...
Okay. I think we have one for educators. Let me look. Let me see if I can get it in there. I see if it'll work for us.
Still do a lot of stuff today.
It got you down by... Oh, nice. Okay, well, and that did you well. It got you down another $50. So it got you down to $149, which is that's as low as she goes. That's a nice, nice price. I'm glad you mentioned it.
Yep, me too.
Awesome. All right. Okay, and then let's go through all your services here. So I've got land clearing. Forestry
the student discount either, is there?
Actually, that's as low as we can go, discounts and all.
Okay.
The system just won't let me go any lower. Yeah. Otherwise, I would definitely hunt. I would hunt for them for you.
Yeah. Had to ask. I'm working on my master's. So.
Oh, well, hey, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, so for services, I've got land clearing, forestry mulching, gravel, and then loose fill paving. You stop me if any of these are wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Gravel, let's change that, gravel installation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so I should say gravel scraping, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or removal installation or something like that.
Okay.
You look on the ambulance bill.
That's where I'm at right now, is grabbing from there. And then debris removal. New home and yard cleanup. Oops, new home yard cleanup. And I'm also going to say new home. I'm going to list them two separate ones. New home yard prep. Now, do you do like driveway grading, like to level it back out if it gets all rutted and pitted?
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Then I can say road grading too. So if somebody's got a private road. What other services can you think of that would fall in there?
Shredding, trenching.
Perfect. Okay.
What else? Tree installation.
Oh, good one. You'd probably do shrubs too, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll list both of those. Now, would you do like a asphalt or concrete driveway installation?
No, not yet.
Okay. I'm going to say, well, you tell me if we should say something like brush hog. Is that something that...
For the shrimp?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can just say pasture shredding.
Uh-huh, okay.
I have brush hog for my... It's,
perfect. Okay. Anything else you can think of, Aubrey?
You got the forestry mulching and land clearing on there?
Yep. Okay. I have those.
Okay. There's something else I've thought of.
So could we say new yard excavation?
Yes.
Perfect.
Probably not excavation. What do they call it on Angie's List? Let me see if I can get to where.
It says new home yard cleanup, new home yard prep.
Now, seems like I had it as something else. I'm trying to find where all my checks are, what I can do.
If you
services offered.
Perfect.
Give me just a minute.
No problem. I'm going to do some fill-ins here on my end.
Do you have, do you have tree trimming on there?
Oh, I don't. But I'm going to add it. I'm going to say shrub trimming too. Okay. What about full-on tree removal?
It depends. I'd leave that off for now.
Okay.
I don't want to, I'm not super experienced doing that, so I don't want to, you know, there's a lot, I don't want to worry about it falling on someone's house or fence or the power line.
Gotcha.
Can't do all trees. I can do a lot, but I don't want
to. No worries. I can't do. You bet. You bet. No worries.
Grading and resloping would be what I have it as on LinkedIn. So,
perfect.
Maybe residential grading and resloping, or grading or resloping. Might sound good.
You got it. Resloping. What about... You said trenching. I got that one. I can picture it in my head, and I can't think of what to call it.
Digging post hole? What you're thinking of?
No, it was something like creating the a sewer field. That is so the wrong word. But there we go. Is that something?
I'm not a licensed plumber, so I think you have to buy that. So probably.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, and I did hear you mention post hole digging. I added that.
Leave that off for now. I need to. Get my quick before I can do that. So
may no worries.
Is that
no worries?
And I can add or take off stuff. At any time?
Oh, yes. Yes. At any time. If you add services or even if you subtract services, just let us know. We can change all of your keywording all the way through. Absolutely.
Okay.
And then, Aubrey, I'm going to send you a couple of texts here as soon as my screen updates for me. So the first one I'm going to send over is my contact info. So I am the lead on your account. So anytime if you have questions or problems, need help, let me know. If I can't help you, I'll get you to who can. So I want you to have me in your phone. And then The next one I'm going to send you is customer service, and that's where you'll reach your technician. So that one's on the way. And then the third one is informational, and this is just more information on the call tracking and how that works. So that link is on its way to you. And then let's go ahead and get your onboarding call set up. Let me see what their calendar looks like. So it looks like today we've got noon. That looks like the only opening. But tomorrow we've got, let's see, what do they have? Oh, excuse me, I misspoke that. So that today's is, today's would be a 1 o'clock for you, if that works. Otherwise, you can look at tomorrow. You want to do one?
1 o'clock.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. Rather get you in sooner than later. I like us to get to work right away. All right, let me set up that calendar. Yeah, absolutely. Get that calendar appointment set up, and I'll let you know when that's on its way. So part of what I'm doing, too, is I'm double-checking everything, looking for typos, verifying with you, make sure I've got spellings and such, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, there we go.
I have to put you on hold in just a second. My buddy, call him a job.
No problem. No problem.
I'm good right now. I'll just let you know.
All right. Oh, gosh, I almost wrote September. It is not September anymore. There we go. I can't believe that it's October already.
I know it. It's flying by.
It really is. All right. So I do have another email on the way to you. This one, the subject line, it's silly. Local/CIE. Let me know when that one gets there. Perfect. Awesome. So if you would go ahead and open that up, and then there should be, it's a calendar invite, and there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you would go ahead and hit the yes, that'll update on my end, and I'll hold your appointment for you.
All right.
Awesome. It didn't update yet.
It's setting up in my calendar, it looks like.
Ah, perfect.
It should be in, I think.
All right, let's see if it took over here. No, it hasn't sent a response yet.
Go back to it.
Every once in a while, it gets fussy.
Click yes, and it goes straight to my calendar.
Okay. Let's see if it did it. Strange. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a note in there that you are confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. You're probably going to get another copy of it too, just because I made an update in there. Maybe it'll be a revised one because I put notes in there. Maybe when that one comes through, give it another try and see if that sends it the next time.
Okay.
And then are you at 2253 Hillside Drive, San Angelo?
That is my home address.
Okay. So. Do you have a separate business address or is it you working from home?
Kind of working from home. Not that I'd want It's at a kind of a local residence. I have a shop behind, and I don't want anybody knowing where that is.
Gotcha. No problem.
I don't want any of that stuff stolen, so.
Absolutely. So what we'll do, I'm going to make a note here, big fat note for your check. Do not publish. Address. There we go. This is something that we're very conscious of too, and so is Google. So your Google business profile can be published without your physical address on it. So you'll show up as San Angelo, Texas, and you'll still be a pin in the map in the general neighborhood of where you are, but not close enough that someone could find you, and they won't know your street name or address. So
okay,
got that fixed. And then company name, I've got McLean Pro Services, LLC. Is that right?
That's right.
Perfect. Excuse my dog.
I put a sub under it because I did that because I'm probably going to have some other businesses and stuff. And that's kind of a broad name. Putting on a business card. You know, I have McLean Pro Services down at the bottom, and then like McLean Land Improvement. Kind of those.
Different business name later on down the road, or I mean, an additional.
Yeah, just kind of something to, you know, put on the top of the business card. I'll have McLean Pro Services under it, but,
right.
You know, I'll have that as many several different, you know, things that I do. So I didn't know if there's a way, you know, people, because McLean Pro Services could be anything.
Right.
I didn't know if there's, but, you know, Land Improvement kind of the heading or
gotcha.
Something like that.
Oh. Yep, not, absolutely. Okay, so you said McLean Land. How did you want to say that?
Improvement.
Now, did you want to use that as the business name, basically as it'd be a DBA is what it's considered. So we can list it that way if you want to say McLean Land Improvement instead of McLean Pro Services.
Well, I'm wondering, I mean, from a legal standpoint, was that, I don't want to have to create another DBA or anything under that name.
Oh, gotcha, I mean, gotcha. So I'm going to show that as a keyword then. So we'll keep your company name the same. And then, yes, okay. I'll show that as a keyword for the main heading. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Let me see where we're at. So next thing, Aubrey, it's an optional item. Already included in your package. It's included in all of them, but it is optional, so you can accept or decline. It's called our Splash app. So it's an app that you can download from the Play Store. It would install on your existing cell phone, so no need for another phone. And the app itself would have its own phone number that would be local to you. So same area code, and we'd get the prefix as close as we could to yours. And so you can send and receive calls through the app. So if you didn't want to give up your own cell phone number, you could use the phone number for the app as your business number. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
Nah,
no?
That's all right.
Okay, no worries. Always have to check.
Right.
And then fill in a couple more things over here. And then for us to contact you, Aubrey, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Probably text.
Texting makes it so much easier sometimes.
Yeah, I'm on the phone a lot, so I can.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of lets you respond when you otherwise wouldn't be able to, too.
Right.
And then what would you like to show as your hours of operation?
Do Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to p.m.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the p.m.
8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
6 p.m., got it. All right. And then, Aubrey, did you want any payment integration on your website? There's no charge for us to set it up, but you could do PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. I think there are about 6 or 8 different ones that we support. And then you'd have the ability to send people to your website to pay.
Not yet.
All right, no worries.
Fun, but not yet.
And yeah, definitely. If you decide later on that you'd like that on there, just let us know when we can get it added. No problems.
Okay.
Let me try a couple more things here. Make sure everything's looking good, and so far, so good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and set your subscription up for you. And we got that at $149. That's awesome. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, that's better.
Everything helps, especially with inflation, and yeah, it's glad we could do that.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
No problem. Wait for my machine to think. There it goes. It is Monday.
Yeah.
I think it's getting back into the swing of things too. All right. And then, Aubrey, on the credit card that you're using, does the company name appear or just your first and last?
Just my first and last.
Okay. Oops, and it didn't pull the address over. Let me grab that. I assume your credit card billing must go to your home address.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Let me fix that. It didn't carry your address over into the billing screen, but that's all right. We can still fix it. If I can spell Texas the right way. Terrible. All right. And then, Aubrey, Master, Amex, Visa, or Discover today?
It's a MasterCard.
All right. I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
5144-3600. Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. Nope, go ahead.
You got it. 6963.
Okay.
025.
Whoop, I got 02, and then you broke up.
95.
Got it. And then expiration, please.
7/25.
All right. And what's the security code, please?
187.
Okay. I'll get that in there, and then I will run that through. And now, something for you to keep in mind, Aubrey, too. I could add it now if you'd like, or we can add it later. For another $100 a month, we could run ads for you on Facebook, too, and that would be... It's a literal, we purchase $100 in Facebook advertising, and that all goes to you. Is that something that you want to consider today?
Not today. Maybe later on. We'll see how all this goes.
Nope. No problem. Definitely. Just let me know if you want to add that. Facebook is then.
I know I could go on and do that. Would it be any more expensive to have y'all go through it, or are y'all just doing that as a convenience?
Nope, no higher cost for us to do it whatsoever. So we would actually go purchase, we do it in $100 blocks, $100 minimums. So we would actually go and purchase $100 in Facebook ads, and then we write them and manage them for you too. So all you have to do is collect the phone calls coming in. And then you could go purchase those ads, but it's easier for us to do them and we can be more exact. We've got a team that's all they do is write Facebook ads. So they write them so that one, they're really effective, but we can also really zero in on the exact targets that you're after. So for example, age range, income range, household size, things like that to get you in front of your preferred clients. So yeah, if you ever want to add that, let me know and we can get that added on and no more expensive than going directly. Yeah, you get so much more for it.
We'll get the website made, see what that looks like and you know, go from there. Maybe you can do that too.
You bet. All right, so you've got two more emails that sort of hit your inbox. The one we need is local / initial invoice.
Got it.
Awesome. So about four sentences in is a click here to accept. And I'm just going to walk you through it because I'm actually going to read that next page to you. I have to do it verbally too. Outline the services that we're providing for you. So you can scroll all the way to the bottom and there should be a box that it asks you to check and it'll ask you to type your name and it'll want the capital letters in the right places as if it were a password.
Okay. Got it.
Let me know. Perfect. And then it should take you to a login screen.
Accept terms, okay. Yeah. All right, I'm at it.
Awesome. Let me see if it updated over here. See if it's playing nice today. There, perfect. All right, so now I'll do the voice version. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that Local Splash is going to provide to you. It is recorded, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay. McLean Pro Services, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Aubrey McLean, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, or text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of this non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. So really what that means is if you add any other social medias, like if you add Instagram or TikTok, just let us know so we can get that into the programming so that's all tied in too so you can get the most benefit from it.
Okay.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, October 3rd, 2022. Get over to the right screen here. In the discounted non-refundable amount of $248, the breakout of which is $149 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning in November, your flat monthly rate will be $149, which is a true flat rate to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the third of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. And then I just have one more, well, actually a couple little reminders for you. One, just remember to make your onboarding call this, well, I guess it's this morning yet. If for some reason you can't make it, just let us know. We can always reschedule. And then, always know we don't come back asking you for more money. And I mentioned this because one of my clients a few weeks ago got wrangled in, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest. Oh, I don't know about Yahoo. Yahoo might not. Several of them, in addition to free listings, have paid listings. I don't remember how much they are. I think it probably varies. But Yelp is notorious. Once we list you, for calling you and saying, hey, you need this and it's going to cost you X. Just know that it's not us calling, number one. And two, you can feel free to decline whatever their offer is. Obviously, you can accept it too. It won't hurt you. But declining will not affect the work that we're doing or getting you on the first page. So up to you from there if you get any of those calls. But one gentleman, the same one, called me, Gail, you keep calling and asking for more money. And I'm like, no, Frank, that's not us. And I said, what did you subscribe to? And it was like $5 a month on Yelp and $10 on something else. And I said, no, not us. But just so you know that. So I don't want you to get taken on something you don't need. And then one last question for you. Do you know anybody else who does something different than what you do that could use a service like this?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Well, if you think of anybody, definitely send them my way. I'd love to help them grow their businesses.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
Awesome. All right, Aubrey, you are all set. Congratulations. I'm excited for you.
Okay, I appreciate it. On that onboarding call, will they call me here?
Yes, they'll call you at 11. Or, excuse me, not 11, 1 o'clock. Yep, they will call you at 1.
Yeah. All right, sounds good.
You have a good rest of your day.
All right.
Thank you, Aubrey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.